It's the money.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now in the studio are Mary Beth Fielder, Kai Newkirk, and Lauren Windsor. Mary Beth Fielder is a founder of the Los Angeles Money Out Voters In Coalition, an affiliation of groups dedicated to overturning Citizens United and passing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate corporate personhood and institute public campaign financing. She spearheaded the successful campaign to get the Los Angeles City Council to endorse this constitutional amendment. Kai Newkirk is a Los Angeles-based former union and community organizer. He is a founding organizer of 99 Rise, a movement dedicated to getting money out of politics. And Lauren Windsor is a multimedia journalist who blogs under the name Lady Libertine. She's also the host and producer of The Undercurrent, a grassroots political TV web show on the Young Turks Network. Welcome to Background Briefing, Mary Beth Fielder, Kai Newkirk, and Lauren Windsor.
Thanks, Ian.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Let me begin with you, Mary Beth, since you had some success yesterday with the Los Angeles City Council.
Yes, we did, Ian. On the heels of last year ago in December, the City Council passed a resolution calling on Congress to amend the Constitution, which was a great victory. But yesterday, they went a step further and actually have voted to put a ballot measure on the ballot in May during the mayoral campaign, which will give voters a chance to directly weigh in on the issue and vote yes or no on whether we should restore our power to regulate campaigns and whether corporations should have the same rights as human beings. So this is a great step forward because it's a much more powerful action to actually engage the voters. It's going to be a great opportunity to educate people and to build the movement. So we're really excited about what happened yesterday. And a big shout out to the LA City Council, who are a collection of wonderful elected officials.
And of course, this shows that there's activism happening. If things are stalled at the federal level, that doesn't mean there's not a lot of stuff happening at the local, county, and state levels in this country in terms of overturning Citizens United and getting money out of politics.
Actually, there's a lot happening also on the federal level. There's quite a number of, I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but a lot of, I think it's 125 members of Congress have already called for a constitutional amendment. And there is 11 states that have called for an amendment, over 300 cities and towns, either through the state legislators putting it forward as they did in California, or through these direct ballot initiatives. So there is a groundswell of movement happening all across the United States.
And Kai Newkirk, the founding organizer of 99 Rise, this weekend you have a confluence of this day of action mm-hmm. by money out voters in across the country. It also coincides, of course, with Martin Luther King's birthday. So
that's right.
It feels like there's a connection there, given how much money was poured into the $6 billion election we just had mm-hmm. and how many African-Americans had their votes suppressed in the sense that they had to queue up forever to even vote. So do you feel that this is important timing, and can these two movements merge over this weekend?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, both of these are examples of an attack on our democracy, whether it's the corruption of big money or these efforts to suppress votes, particularly the votes of people of color and poor people. And they're also attacks on the legacy and the life work of Martin Luther King Jr. I think it's a coincidence that Citizens United, the Supreme Court decision, was decided on Martin Luther King Jr. Day in 2010. But I think it's an opportunity for us to look into this question and realize that Martin Luther King's dream of peace and justice for everyone in our country, we're not going to be able to achieve that if we don't have a functioning democracy. And right now we don't, primarily because of this deepening corruption that big money has over our democracy. And for us in 99 Rise, there's another lesson there, which is that we think that we need to use strategic nonviolent action like was used in the civil rights movement in order to be able to move the public and win that change. And I think what we're seeing happening this weekend is another important step in that direction.
And Lauren Windsor, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Well, we have organized a rally at City Hall
with a great roster of speakers. I will be co-hosting with Mary Beth. Mary Beth will be the primary host, with Kathy Fing, the executive director of Common Cause, who was also a vital key player in Wednesday's victory. And Julie Cronheim, who is an organizer with the California Common Cause, initiated this endeavor with the city council. So Mary Beth, Kathy, David DeGraw, who's an Occupy author and activist, will be speaking. Jimmy Dore, who has a show here on KPFK and who is a fellow Young Turk, will be speaking. We have Trent Lang, who is the executive director of the California Clean Money Campaign. Sheila Mickelson, who is the executive director of the Westchester Democratic Club. Members of Kai's organization, 99 Rise, we have some performances from Guido Corleone of the Luminaries. It's a rap group. Also, rapper Will Bannister.
But this is one of
Paulina Gonzalez.
There's 76 cities involved in this day of action, right? In 33 states.
Yeah, so, you know, for us in LA, we're just trying to, I think, lead the way, be a vanguard for the movement. As we were talking about earlier with the ballot initiative, the reason why it's important that LA weighs in on the issue is that this federal movement to actually call for a constitutional amendment, I mean, the scope of that, the scale of an undertaking that big is so huge that you can't just jump into it at the federal level. We've got to exert pressure on our politicians, and the way that we do that is through just building, like chipping away at the block and saying, you know, we have people at the local level, at the municipal level, at the state level, that all are in support of this. So, you know, it's really going to make federal legislators take notice when, you know, we're successful, like just knocking down the dominoes. And no campaign, I mean, no grassroots campaign is going to move forward without doing that hard work of building the movement. That's why the work that we all do is so important. We're all so passionate about it, is, you know, these small victories.
So, Mary Beth Field, tell me about the paths. If you mentioned how there's quite a number of Congress people have signed on to the constitutional amendment. That is one path. It's a long path. The founding fathers set a pretty high bar there. Two-thirds of the legislatures and two-thirds of the states have to pass it. We know how long it took the ERA to get there, and it almost got there, but the Mormons shot it down at the last minute. So it's a long battle. There's also, of course, the legislative route as well through legislation, even though the Disclose Act was shot down pretty much after Citizens United because of the Republicans in the Congress refused to go along with it. There's also a tremendous vacuum at the Federal Elections Commission. I mean, Obama hasn't got several appointments he could make. I mean, they could do something instead of doing nothing or actively fighting against it. So give me a sense of the various parts of this menu of possibility that's out there.
I'll talk a little bit about the second option that you talked about, which is the legislative approach to it. There is legislation called the American Anti-Corruption Act that was crafted by Lawrence Lessig, had a role in it, Trevor Potter. And it is a comprehensive package. Right now, an organization, United Republic, and the campaign is called Represent.us. Is working to get a million citizen co-signers and I think they have something like 350,000. And the idea is that in the spring, as soon as there is this million people, and I'm hope that this show today will bring in a few more hundred thousand who might be listening, who will go to represent us and sign up to be a citizen co-sponsor. But it's going to be introduced hopefully in the spring, a left-right-center coalition. It really does a lot to address the whole issue of lobbying and the influence industry. Closing the revolving door relates to enforcement, as you were just talking with the FEC, disclosure. So it's kind of a, you know, these guys got together and really have put together a comprehensive take it or leave it is the idea behind the strategy, piece of legislation that we're hoping that the American people get behind, and that's the American Anti-Corruption Act. I mean, in terms of what you were talking about, the long haul for the constitutional amendment, you know, we're hoping, I'm personally hoping, it's not as long of a haul as some of these other constitutional amendments. I think we live in the digital age, and there's tremendous opportunity for something to go viral and us to make progress much quicker. It's even conceivable that if we make a lot of progress this summer building the movement, that we might be able to really mount a campaign to unseat candidates who don't support it in 2014 and really change the composition of Congress so that we do get that two-thirds majority that we need to introduce the amendment. We are working nationally and in California to get all congresspeople and state legislators on record either for an amendment or against it so that we know who we need to unseat. And we are planning to wage campaigns against those who don't support it. You know, there's other, I'm personally working on developing an internet tool that might, would be able to use game mechanics to help this campaign go viral. So we'll see how that goes. But there is a hope that we might even, if we set this as our goal, be able to succeed at this by 2016. In fact, we did a conference in November, and we, at the end of that, we put forth a challenge to for us to come together and to figure out, you know, if we had to do it, how could we do it, and to actually then enact that strategy. So how we could be clean by 16.
So Kai Newkirk, again, the Los Angeles-based former union and community organizer and founding organizer of 99 Rise.
One of them, anyway.
One of them. So tell me, though, about your idea of nonviolent, apropos Martin Luther King holiday this weekend, which coincides with the National Day of Action. Just tell us what that means in terms of this issue versus civil disobedience in civil rights. In terms of the new civil rights, the new struggle over citizenship, getting rid of Citizens United?
Well, I think, you know, what Mary was talking about and what we've been talking about, this sort of slow pace of change, the 19th Amendment, which is how women got the right to vote, that took 90 years to win. The 26th Amendment, that lowered the voting age to 18, that happened in a matter of a few years in response to the activism of students and young people around the Vietnam War. And we're seeing not only just because of, you know, we're in the digital age and communication happens faster, like Mary Beth was talking about, but because around the world we're seeing an explosion of innovations in strategic nonviolent movements, whether it's Egypt or Tunisia or the Occupy movement, which shifted the entire debate in our country within a matter of weeks, right? So we know that just like in the civil rights movement, people use these moments when people put their bodies on the line and they made deep personal sacrifices. It's great to sign a petition. It's great to go to City Hall, like I was there with other folks advocating for this resolution. But there come times when we have to be willing to make a deeper sacrifice. And that's what moves the conscience of people and can move the conscience of a nation to take action at a stronger level. Pace of change.
But when you take action, you know, if it's in the civil rights movement, it's the big fat white Southern cops with the German Shepherd dogs and their shotguns and the tear gas. That's the image. Who do you take action against in this case? You know, the Koch brothers? I mean,
Well, there are many potential targets. The biggest ones are really the corporations that are really driving this process of corrupting our democracy. And at a certain point in time, it's going to have to be the elected officials that are standing against the will of their constituents and stopping change. This past election season, young folks in 99 Rise did sit-ins at Wall Street banks in New York and Los Angeles. These are small actions that we're calling on them just to reveal the truth about their dark money, their secret political expenditures. And they refused to do that and had these folks arrested just because they were trying to get the truth for the American people. And that's what moves the folks that are their classmates or their parents and other folks who hear about this to take this issue more seriously and makes the public focus on how far these corporations will go to protect this power to corrupt our democracy. And in the case of when we have to target elected officials, how far they will go to, you know, refuse to follow the will of the people. And what we need to do this coming year in 2013 is we need to take this action from a small scale, these small sit-ins, to the scale of mass civil disobedience. And we're trying to get 10,000 people across the country to sign up to pledge that they'll do a day of mass civil disobedience to get money out of politics. This year, we hope, which would be the largest civil disobedience action in the history of the country. Folks can go to 99rise.org and pledge to be part of that. And we know if we do that, just like we saw the Occupy movement shift the conversation in this country, if we do that, we can put the question of the corruption of our democracy by big money at the top of the agenda in our country. We can accelerate the pace of change because we're in a crisis. We can't afford to wait in my view, you know, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years to see this change, whether it's climate change or how many lives are being ruined by the prison industrial complex or the fact that folks still can't get a job or afford college.
Medicine.
We're in a crisis. Healthcare. There are things that we need to change, and we need to change them now. And this question is the roadblock to all the progressive change that so many people want and need to see in this country. So I think, and you know, everybody that's come together in 99 Rise and so many other feel like it's time to take action at a higher level to make deeper sacrifices so we can win change and win it now.
And Lauren, your generation, the millennials, right? Is that right?
No, I'm not the millennial.
You're a little over that?
Sure you are. You just slip in there just like me.
You look like...
You should never ask a lady her age,
teenager,
Ian.
For God's sake.
I know you're foreign, but come
yeah,
on.
Okay. So, but you're certainly younger than I am, shall we say. Now,
fair enough.
The point being that you're engaging your generation through the Young Turks Network and through your show, The Undercurrent, and your generation's strapped with student debt. There are these rip-off for-profit colleges that are just bleeding kids and leaving them with bankruptcy and worthless diplomas. There's the lack of prospects of jobs. When I went downtown to interview the Occupy people, there was a real echo of a lot of these issues amongst the young. How are you organizing your generation? Because there's always been a sense that, you know, there's been a big lull since the Vietnam War, and maybe one of these days there's going to be a similar kind of movement on that scale to change the politics of this country?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. But may I interject before I get to that question, just because I wanted to bring
point
up something.
Point of privilege, right?
Sorry.
Being very parliamentary here. Okay.
I promise I will answer it right after. But when you brought up the FEC with Mary Beth, mm-hmm. I think that it's important that people know that the makeup of the FEC, there's six commissioners, three Democrats and three Republicans, and it's chronically understaffed and underfunded. So we wonder why there's no movement forward with anything. And the same case being with a similar position with the ATF, that there's been no director. You know,
we know why that's happened, because of the NRA.
Well, right. But you see this entrenched
It's political sabotage.
Incumbency of power that they benefit by it being constructed in the way that it is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it should be no surprise that the Federal Election Commission isn't, you know, being more active in actually, you know, doing anything to have better disclosure or, you know, migrate more towards public campaign financing. In terms of holding politicians accountable across the country, I put it this way. I don't know that Mary Beth likes the analogy, but I say that we're trying to be the Grover Norquist of the Citizens United movement. Essentially, you know, craft a pledge and get people to sign on and really hold people accountable. Like, we will not forget. You know, we do not forget. We will come after you. We will organize people to vote against you if you do not support. I mean, this is a nonpartisan issue. This is something that conservatives, libertarians, liberals alike should all be in support of. To get back to your question, though, I really see what you're talking about as the death of the American dream. That my generation, the millennial generation as well, and younger, we grew up on all these promises of, you know, go to school, get a college education, and you'll be fine. And then we come out and we see that that's not the case whatsoever. I think for us, it's making the issue sexy. I think that you have to frame the debate in ways that are appealing and use unconventional strategies to get people on board.
And I think our generation is beginning to stand up. I mean, we're seeing it occupy the Obama campaign across the board.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time here, and it's been a pleasure having you all in the studio, Mary Beth Fielder, Kai Newkirk, and Lauren Windsor.
Thanks, Ian.
Mary Beth Fielder is a founder of the Los Angeles Money Out Voters In Coalition, an affiliation of groups dedicated to overturning Citizens United and passing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate corporate personhood and institute public campaign financing. She spearheaded the successful campaign to get the Los Angeles City Council to endorse this constitutional amendment. Kai Newkirk is a Los Angeles-based former union and community organizer. He is a founding organizer of 99 Rise, a movement dedicated to getting money out of politics. And Lauren Windsor is a multimedia journalist who blogs under the name Lady Libertine. She's also the host and producer of The Undercurrent, a grassroots political TV web show on the Young Turks Network. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And the conversation continues on facebook.com/ianmastersmedia. And I'll be back again on Sunday at 11 a.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Love.